I'm talking with Dana McKenzie, one of the authors of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6, and we're talking about Chapter 2, the title's Classifying Hyperbolic Manifolds, All's Well That Ends Well. So it did end well, Dana?
Well, it certainly did, Mike. This chapter describes the solution of a set of conjectures in 2005 that classify the possible ends of three-dimensional manifolds. For topologists, this problem is much more practical, in a sense, than the much more famous Poincaré conjecture, which also deals with three-dimensional manifolds. Here's the way I like to describe it. The Poincaré conjecture deals with one particular manifold, which you might call the great white whale of three-dimensional manifolds, and it proves that manifold doesn't exist. The ending laminations conjecture deals with all the little minnows and other fish in the ocean of three-dimensional topology, and it gives you the taxonomical tools to tell them apart. So I think you might find in future years that more topologists will actually use the ending laminations conjecture than the Poincaré conjecture. What was solved was actually a suite of four problems by six different mathematicians. They were trying to understand the geometric structure of the ends of these manifolds. Loosely speaking, an end of a manifold is like an edge of a piece of fabric. Three of the mathematicians proved something called the tame ends conjecture, which shows that if a manifold ends with an infinitely long, narrow tunnel, then the tunnel can be straightened out. This makes the end tame in a sense, and that's why it was called the tame ends conjecture. This was an essential step for the result proved by the other three mathematicians. And here I have to single out Yair Minsky of Yale University as the main instigator of this work. He basically made it his life's work since 1990. So the ending laminations conjecture, which Minsky and his colleagues worked on, shows that the shape of the entire hyperbolic manifold is controlled by the shape of its ends. And moreover, it gives a very precise way of describing the shape of a tame end. The strategy is geometrically very beautiful, and it involves some marvelous Escher-like tessellations of space. So even if you don't understand the words, the pictures in this chapter are absolutely mesmerizing.
And now, Dana, you mentioned the Poincaré conjecture. A lot of the people that you talk about in this chapter had been working on the Poincaré conjecture earlier.
Well, I think in some sense, almost every person who worked in three-dimensional topology at some point about the Poincaré conjecture. But in particular, at least one guy who worked on the tame ends conjecture, Danny Caligari of Caltech, told me that he was working on the Poincaré conjecture, but then along came Perelman with his proposed proof in 2002, and once mathematicians started realizing that this proof was serious, that it really had a serious chance of being correct, that kind of made other people like Caligari want to back off and, you know, sort of let that play itself out. And so instead, Caligari actually went out looking for other problems to work on and hit upon this tame ends conjecture.
And can you give us a short description, or is it possible to give a short description of what a manifold is?
Sure. Well, a manifold is basically a mathematical structure that's designed to be like our universe, like Euclidean space on the small scale. So a two-dimensional manifold, just a surface. It's like a piece of rubber that can be deformed but not torn. And a three-dimensional manifold is just like space. It's like the curved space that we actually live in. And this curvature is kind of interesting. It's not an extrinsic curvature that you can look at from outside. It's the curvature that takes place within the space. So the same kind of curvature that causes light rays to bend in our space-time is the same kind of curvature that occurs in three-dimensional manifolds.
Well, thank you very much, Dana. That's Dana McKenzie talking about Chapter 2, Classifying Hyperbolic Manifolds, All's Well That Ends Well. Thanks, Dana.
Okay, great.